Imagine a store with no signs in the aisles. A store that doesn't bag your purchases. One that never advertises. Where you have to pay a fee just to walk in the door. Who in the world would shop here? As it turns out, about 3 million fanatically loyal customers every day. It's called Costco.
The Costco craze has reached Australia. The opening of a warehouse in South Australia this week will take the number of local outlets to 7. Costco sells everything from diamond rings to hearing aids, and the company's Australian country manager, Patrick Noon, says when it comes to fresh produce, the bigger, the better.
Our size specs are typically larger. We like to sell in bulk, so we'd like to see strawberries in an 850-gram punnet rather than a 250-gram. That would go with all the fruits. Apples, we like larger sizes in a 9-pack. So we typically focus on the very best products in each category and sell those. We're looking for long-term partnerships with some vendors that have very high quality and high standard.
Mr. Noon says there are big opportunities for local producers to supply Australian Costco stores, and he says when a product is picked up by Costco, it can end up in stores around the world.
Every month I go to Seattle and I show off our best-selling items to all the countries that Costco operates in, which is another 8 countries. Typically, those country managers will pick up on things that sell very well here and will establish a relationship with that country, and those growers or those producers are able to export into those countries. For example, our best success so far has been the abalone business, which we buy from South Australia. We've created that here in Australia, done very well, but now we're seeing it sold in the Bay region, Taiwan, and various other Asian countries and areas of the world.
What are some other Australian products that you're sourcing from here and selling in your stores overseas?
Well, our beef products we've created here for the Australian market, and that's now being sold in Korea and Taiwan, and Japan also sells some Australian beef. Things like our orange programs in the Bay region, our Wagyu beef program is also in California and Western Canada and Eastern Canada as well.
Are we talking about large volumes that we're sending overseas?
Yeah, we're a big company, so we typically are looking for larger volumes. Although, to get the business growing, of course, you know, we're in the greater Costco family. Australia is still relatively a small part of that family. So once we create the item here, we can start looking at introducing our items overseas. If they do well, then we can step up supply along with the demand as well. No vendor is too small for us, and no vendor is too big at this point in time. Providing it's a great item and a great value, we're going to be wanting to buy it and sell it to our customers around the world.
We're seeing a trend in supermarket retailing towards, I guess, what's being called ethical food. So things like organic produce, cage-free eggs, or free-range pork products. Is that a priority for your company as well?
It is, and that trend is just not in Australia. It's around the world, and some of their fastest-growing categories of food is in the organic area, particularly in the United States and Canada. Clean decks of manufactured products and also ethical treatment of animals are all top priorities for us, and we see that now as our members who are buying or walking with their feet, if you like, into that area. So the biggest problem we have in Australia is, of course, the scale in all those areas, and we're keenly motivated to purchase, you know, ethically grown products and also organic products. It's just finding the scale and the quality that we need.
Marcel Moodley is Costco's Assistant General Merchandise Manager for Fresh Foods, and he's responsible for sourcing Australian products for Costco's stores here and overseas. Mr. Moodley says abalone has been one of the company's most successful Australian exports.
We started with abalone, and we started 3 years ago with doing 5 ton a year of abalone. We're up to about 50 ton a year in Australia and exporting their product into San Francisco and the LA area. We're in the process now of taking the abalone out of Port Lincoln into Japan as well, and if we can get the Japanese market up and running, the potential for that supply is phenomenal, particularly in the Asian market, purely because the Asians love that particular product, which is the abalone. So, you know, that's the most exciting part. Our next biggest thing is a beef program, which we're working on in conjunction with Korea. We're processing about 500 head per week for Australia, and we're taking that in February to 1,000 head per week. So we're going to double our production of our full Angus program in February to make sure that we can service the Asian market, particularly South Korea.